There are three big provisions in the bill that passed the House of Representatives last week. It passed as separate freestanding legislation, H.R. 1804, plus it was rolled into H.R. 1256, which is the legislation that subjects the tobacco industry to regulation by the Food and Drug Administration.
Right, and that the theory being that one is going to help pay for the other.
That's right. It's a balanced piece of legislation, and it's self-funding. So I think that what the important thing for people who are following the TSP provisions is that since it is part of this larger bill and there's great support for this tobacco legislation, there was in the House, maybe a little dicier in the Senate, but we'll see. We're pretty sure that it will be dealt with rather quickly by the Senate, and the difference is ironed out, and we'll have some legislation enacted into law very shortly. For TSP participants, the improvements are, first of all, something the board has sought for a couple of years, automatic enrollment of new employees. It's an opt-in kind of program where when you're employed by government, you have to sign up for the TSP. This would make it an opt-out program where you are automatically enrolled unless you opt out of the plan. And you'll have plenty of opportunities to opt out. When you first muster in, you'll be able to say no. If you don't do it then, you'll have 90 days to discontinue contributions and get any contributions that you've made back. But for those folks who just have a lot of things going on when they come to work for the government and they say, well, let's worry about the TSP later, this will start you contributing right away.
Will this make the TSP bigger?
It will probably get people participating earlier, and that's important for the young people who are coming in working for the government. Remember, that first dollar that you put into the TSP is the one that will compound more times over the course of your career. So that's the one that really pays you benefits in the end. So you want to start putting your money in right away.
What are some other provisions that were included?
One other very big provision would be establishing a Roth feature in the TSP. Right now, contributions into the TSP are pre-tax contributions, meaning you get a tax break now. The money grows tax-free during the period that it's invested. And when you draw it out, you pay taxes at the end on both your earnings and your contributions. The Roth idea is that you pay taxes on your contributions now, and when you withdraw it in 20, 30, 40 years, there is no tax on the money that you put in because you've already paid taxes on it. Plus, there is no federal income tax on your earnings while it's in the plan. So this can be a real boon to people who have a long-term investment horizon.
How unusual is it for the TSP to have another provision tacked onto it? I know you just did the L funds a few years ago. This is a little bit different, I know, a different way of handling the tax for it. But is it unusual? Is it rare?
The TSP has had a good long history of improvements ever since it was created back in 1986. We had a package of amendments that was put in place in 1988. In 1991, we had another package of amendments that were put in that allowed people to invest completely in the private funds. There were restrictions at first. In 1995, we had legislation enacted authorizing the small capitalization, or S fund, as well as the international fund. So it's been a series of improvements ever since the TSP was put into place in 1986, mostly because we're the new type of retirement program. And Congress continues to authorize new approaches for 401k plans and the TSP.
Now, would the Roth be across the board, or would that be something that you'd have to sign up for?
You would have to sign up for it. What you'd have to do is tell us, I intend to contribute so much money. I'd like X portion of it to be treated as a Roth and the remainder of it to be treated as a traditional TSP plan. Now, what this means is that the agencies who withhold contributions and send them to us for investments will have to make changes in their systems as well. So it's going to take a while to put this all in place because it's going to be a big effort throughout the government to get the Roth feature in.
And there's one more provision included in that bill, too.
That's right, a mutual fund window. And what this is designed to do is for that small percentage of people who want something other than the core funds in the TSP. As you know, from the beginning, we've had broad-based index funds that passively track the markets. We started the L funds about 5 years ago now, and those are asset allocations, but they're still of those five core broad-based funds. Over the years, we've had some folks who have wanted to have sector funds, more narrowly drawn funds. Legislation has been introduced for a gold fund, for a REIT fund, for socially responsible funds, for a terror-free fund. These types of things are all out there in the marketplace, but they're unavailable to TSP participants right now. The idea of a mutual fund window means you set up a platform that allows people to send a portion of their TSP retirement money outside the plan and invest it in one of these more narrowly drawn or specific funds that's out there. It would not be, you couldn't put your entire account in, but there'll be some amount that you could invest that way.
Why did the TSP decide that this might be a good option?
Well, actually, the board has not finally approved. They're going to be looking at it in April. But this is one option that many plans have established in order to eliminate the pressure to add additional funds to your core funds. This would be set up completely separately. We'd still try to get low costs associated with it, but they will not be as low as the costs associated with our broad-based index funds. You'll be actually going out into the marketplace and paying what other investors pay for those funds.
So currently, these three provisions are included in that with the other federal provisions.
That's correct.
It has since been tacked on to the smoking bill, and that's made it through the House.
That's correct.
So now we're just waiting to see how the Senate signs off.
That's right. The Congress is in recess this week and next week for Easter, Passover. They will be coming back on April 20th, and we'll start to get a sense during this recess and talking to staff and as the Senate prepares for its spring session. We'll get a sense of how it's going to be received over there.